Okay, guys, I know you have followed me on my journey to becoming the perfect woman thus far. And step
Not working.
25, it's not working. However, I have nailed one area. And I would almost refer to myself as pre-professional in this area, and that is cooking.
You're a culinary expert. Move over, Martha
You are a
Stewart.
professional
Move
chef.
over, Rachel Ray,
Oh.
because I have to say, this Blue Apron sitch is the jam.
Yep.
All right. So I recently cooked up pan-roasted salmon with roasted cauliflower and farro salad.
Healthy.
Wow.
That's right. I did this in a matter of 40 minutes, which Blue Apron advertises is the average cooking time for their meals, and it's real.
Amazing.
Normally you read and it's like 20 minutes to cook and you're in there 4 hours later
Yeah.
cursing, whatever.
Sweaty.
Yeah, sweating,
Ugh, it's
cursing,
the worst.
drinking a bottle of wine, and then ordering takeout. This is for real. The other amazing thing about this is being a psychopath about my waistline, the recipes are between 500 to 700 calories. And once you get the menu in the box with you, it tells you how many calories. So if you're a psycho, again, like me, and you like to count your calories, this makes it so freaking easy. They do it for you. Another amazing thing about this is it turns out it's about $10 per meal, or less than $10
Which
per
is
meal.
insane, because they deliver everything to your doorstep, every single ingredient you need. You don't need to go to the grocery store. You need to get anything else. You just comes in the box, you cook it up, healthy, low cal,
It's
delicious.
amazing. I actually realized through this little thing, this little, experiment that I did that's become sort of a lifestyle, I didn't hate cooking. I hated grocery shopping and I hated picking out recipes. This makes it so easy. It is so affordable. You're not going to the grocery store spending $50 on spices you're going to use once. You're getting the perfect amount of spices for that particular
Yeah, and then you're
recipe.
not wasting a bunch of food.
Yeah, you literally wham bam, thank you, ma'am. You throw the trash out, you do maybe one dish or two dish, depending on how lonely you are, and you are done.
Where can we, how do we, where do we go?
Okay,
I'm
listen up.
sold.
Open your ears right now.
Opening.
Okay, so right now you can get your first two meals for
Which
free.
is insane. You're welcome, podcast
Yeah,
listeners.
who wants
Free
to eat for
meals?
free? I do. Okay, you can do this, but you have to do blueapron.com/fempire. Do not forget, who wants free stuff? We're practically Oprah over here giving you free food.
You
You
get
get
a
a Blue
free meal.
Apron. You get a Blue Apron. You get a Blue Apron. Because once you try it, once you go to blueapron.com/vampire and you put in the recipes you want to try, you're going to try them. You're going to love it. And then you're going to order it on date night. You're going to order it on a weekend. Your parents are coming over. You're going to order it. You're going to order it. You want to be fancy. You
It's
don't.
You're just
amazing.
going to impress every single person
And
in
you
your
never
life.
have to go back to the grocery store, which I love. Go to blueapron.com/fempire.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Fempire.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Fempire.
Things are about to change around here.
It's time to catch up with the girl gang. Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Honestly, guys, 2016 is amazing. I'm just saying, this year so far has been the bee's McKnees. And
McKnees? Is
McKnees,
that a new thing?
it is new for 2016. I want to thank everyone and say hey, and thanks for joining the Fempire podcast. We're so excited to be here. And honestly, we're just like having the time of our lives making this podcast. And it's so great that you're listening to us on podcastone.com, that you're going to iTunes, that you're leaving us a
five-star review,
and that you're subscribing, because what's happening is that people are listening to an episode and then 3 weeks later they're like, oh, there's another one? Yes, bitches. There's one every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You get a new episode of the Fempire podcast. So subscribe and then it'll automatically come to your podcast on your little smartphone and it'll be awesome. And follow us on at Fempire Podcast on Instagram, because Jack has been posting redonkulous photos of her bangs, and it's amazing. And who doesn't want to see that on their feed? When everyone's taking selfies, we just post very embarrassing things about ourselves. So on that note, we're very excited about our guest who's coming up in a minute. But Becca, what should we start with?
Okay, it is time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, to kick off good week, bad week, I'm going to start this week. Okay.
I love this.
I'm looking up something on my phone currently because it's part of my good week, but I think I'm actually going to start with bad week.
Oh, no.
I was wondering why you were on your phone. I'm like, Becca just doesn't care anymore.
I've given up. I'm over it. I'm on Tinder. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so I promised myself I wouldn't go online and, like, read our reviews, right?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
That's Kelty's job. so I got on there, and I found myself reading some reviews, and there was one that was, like, a little bit upsetting to me, and it was, hosts are trying way too hard to be relevant.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
I saw it, too.
There's a couple not great ones.
But I just have something to say to you, Kitty Cat 69. That's not her name. I'm protecting her identity, even though I shouldn't.
But everybody can go find it.
Okay. If you may be right, if by relevant you mean like succeeding in this industry, sure. And you know what? I'm sorry. If you had told the 18-year-old Becca that by going to school for singing and dancing, later on in life, the only way that you could be relevant is to like make a sex tape with Ray J or start a podcast, I think that it's kind of rude that you are, you know, bagging on our hustle.
Yeah.
I don't come to your office and yell at you for trying to just make a buck. So please don't come into my space and, you know, berate
mess up our champagne drinking.
Yeah. This girl with a shitty education has no other like tools and or skills. So like, yes, I'm trying to be relevant and I'm sorry.
Also, I had an Instagram picture that had 782 likes. So who's relevant now, bitches?
That would be like my worst Instagram picture.
Hey, Jack, shut up.
Okay, so that was the bone I had to pick. Listen, guys, if you want to go on there and like talk shit, fine. But I'm going to bring it up on the podcast.
And we're going to say your name next time.
And I'm going to make fun of you. What are you doing with your life, huh?
I wish there was a link that we could like go to them.
Yeah, right? Okay. But here's my good week. Okay, we have some really fun fans out there who tweet us all the time. I love it so much. It makes getting shit-talked on the internet worth it. Mm-hmm. So these two girls sent me a screenshot. Did you guys get this?
What?
A screenshot of their conversation texting with each other.
Oh, my God. Wait, was it their good week, bad week?
No. It was them talking about one of our episodes and how we were talking about placenta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With Leah Michelle, we were talking about eating your placenta.
Mm-hmm.
So these girls are going back and forth. They sent me the whole conversation on Twitter. And this one girl writes, "That's so nasty. Did you guys know it's said that if you make your significant other eat / drink your period blood, he'll be in love with you for like ever? I think you just put it in their spaghetti or something."
Oh my God. Wait, who said this? Like a scientist?
Some of our, no.
The fans.
I know, but who said it?
I don't know.
Someone. Who was teaching them these things?
I don't know, but I just really, really appreciate, I think her name is Tamara, and her saying she's going to put it in their spaghetti.
Tamara, you need to write us and let us know how this spaghetti situation turns out.
It's so good. I mean,
that's
so
disgusting.
Gross. But that was my good week. It really, really made
No, we do have pretty much the best fans ever. Like the tweets and them following along.
Oh, it's amazing.
Makes They're me so, feel so happy.
Everybody is as funny as us, which is like
that's
kind of
thing.
It kind of makes me sad.
And it's rare.
I thought we were funnier than everybody else. But I maybe
we're
I don't
not
know.
Really.
No,
no.
Maybe we're not that funny.
Okay, Kelty, should we ask Jack about her interesting?
Oh,
damn it,
Jack!
Damn it!
Should I go first so we end on Jack?
I don't know.
No, I want to get into the Jack juice.
Do you want to ask me questions?
What's your good week?
Good week, bad week.
Okay. Well, so my good week is basically that I am not the token single girl in the Fempire anymore.
Bill.
I'm happy for you.
The main reason I'm excited about this is because these two bitches have talked about having a significant others episode and invite our boyfriends and it'll be so cool. And then they look at me like I'm this like sad, depressed little whatever. And I thought I was going to have to bring a bottle of wine and, like, sit in a corner and chug it while you guys have your lovers here.
But now,
I have a boy to bring.
And that's all you're telling us.
Well, I was thinking I would tell how we met because the story is kind of awesome.
Okay, yep.
And everybody knows how obsessed I am with Tinder, or was obsessed with Tinder. Mm-hmm. And we did not...
Was, past 10, better close that account, girl.
It's been closed. We did not meet on Tinder, but if Tinder didn't exist, we would have never, like, re-met. Sorry, my phone's going off. So...
It's him.
It probably
I love you. So... Can't stop thinking about last night.
I just ate your period blood in my spaghetti.
I'm going to try that. Well, actually, I'm not because I can't cook.
Okay, so how did Tinder help you meet?
Okay, so I met him like a year and a half ago at the bungalow. Has anybody been to the bungalow?
Yes, I have.
My favorite place.
Debauchery.
On the face of this earth, it makes me so happy. I love going there. It's just a bunch of beautiful people dressed up really nice and whatever. So I met him last year because his friend was trying to tell my girlfriends that he was Patrick Swayze's son, and showing pictures of Patrick Swayze on a horse on his phone was the way that he was trying to explain this to us.
Okay.
So we're just like, whatever. He invited us to his table. We had some free drinks. I saw the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. And
it was him.
It was him. But we all just like kind of hung out, nothing crazy, whatever. We took a picture together that I did not remember taking because I usually drink like 3 bottles of wine at the bungalow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was it. It was fun. We all hung out. No big deal. Fast forward to like a month and a half ago. I'm on Tinder, swiping around, match with this guy. And this guy messages me and he's like, oh, I'm in a cab with my friend Scott. He says he knows you and you're like an awesome girl. And I'm like, who the hell? I don't know.
First of all, everybody knows Jack.
No, Jack is so I'm famous.
Everyone I'm so famous. Knows. Oh my God, I can't even walk down the street.
You're so relevant.
God, good.
They must have been missing me on that.
Word of the week.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, my friend knows you. He says you're awesome, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know who the hell this – he'd give me his full name. I'm like, I don't know who that is. So I like search him on Facebook and his – profile pops up and I'm like, oh my God, this is like the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
So I was like, okay, Tinder guy, thank you for the intro. I'm going to message this guy now and Scott's going to be mine.
Oh my God.
And I never messaged guys ever. It was, you know.
Good for you.
Now here's a question.
What?
Have you slept with him?
Well, honestly.
No, but I don't know.
What is this? What
kind of lady are you?
Like,
I don't know.
1955.
Lady.
I'm not a lady.
Wow. Okay.
Kind
well,
of a lady, more.
She's more of a woman. Hoe.
Not yet a girl. Not yet a woman.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a good week. Anything bad about the week?
I don't think you get a bad week.
I mean, I was going to talk about Making a Murderer for my bad week.
Oh, I know.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm only on episode 3.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We know what happens in the end. He's still in jail, but it's insane. And it makes me really sad. And I was crying last night while I was watching
it. I actually got the most upset. I only watched the first episode. And when they talked about his IQ, I was like, and I'm done. Like, it's almost like...
It's hard.
But I have a question. I know this is going to sound really lame. What's like a normal IQ? 120?
I think it's like 120, 130. And I don't know. I've never.
A high IQ is like 170, right?
I think it's 160.
So he had 70.
Yeah.
Which is low.
Yeah, I think Brendan.
Which is not a. Yeah, which is like. I can't.
It's low. Yeah. It's hard. So he doesn't know better. It's low.
No, okay. It's all so effed up. It's.
The whole thing.
It makes me so angry.
I
just wanted to go through the TV and punch all the cops and then hug his mom.
Oh, her mom with the little doll face and the jowls.
She's, so
she's been frowning her whole life, and so her cheeks are like in little waddles around her frown line. So sad.
I love you, Stephen.
Okay.
I think you're innocent. Free!
Free Stephen.
Free Stephen.
All right, Kelty.
Well, you guys kind of came in with a light vanilla good week, bad week, and I'm about to throw it down.
Okay. Oh,
so. Sometimes when you're a D-list celebrity.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
Wait,
I'll start with my good list. I'll start with my good week. This week, I was at an award show, and I wore a couture dress, and I looked amazing, and I ended up on 1, 2, 3 best dress lists.
Ooh.
That's amazing because, let's be honest, I've been on every worst dress list that's ever been, ever. So that made me really happy. Now, here's the bad part.
Can we put those photos on the Fempire Instagram, by the way?
All the bad ones?
Yeah.
The like bad the time. Ones. Oh,
no good ones.
I'll tell you. We'll put the one from like when I first moved to LA and I got invited to the HBO Big Love premiere. And I thought, oh my God, I'm so famous. I'm going to go. And I was wearing a black Topshop dress and one of those fur hats. You know, when it was like cool
I've
to have
this picture.
Hat with like, then you had the gloves.
Oh, like the spirit hats?
Yes. A spirit hood spirit and a hood. Heel.
That's not a hat. That's basically like a hood. It's a hood.
A spirit.
It's a hood without the
a
sweatshirt.
A spirit hood and a stiletto. Honey, as my big moment to shine. Whoa. We've come a long way, baby. Yeah. But let's do the before and
thank
after.
Thank you, Pablo Sebastian.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I was very excited about that. Here's the bad week. So this is what happened. I'm on the red carpet and it's raining in LA. So it's like it's very closed and very small. And I almost got arrested because... Yes. They had put up this gate between the carpet is like on one side and then all the media is on the other side. And this fire marshal, whoever you are, says that only a certain amount of people can be on the red part of the actual carpet and everyone else has to be behind the gate like we are cows at a farm. Now, it is tight, so tight packed. Like there's probably six people in my crew in a space that one person should be. Not to mention it is raining. And so we are six people surrounded by 400 other crew members standing in puddles of water up to our ankles, ruining my shoes, holding electrical equipment and wires and batteries and all the things that can electrocute you.
Lovely.
So I call the fire marshal over and I was like, listen, dude, here's the thing. I totally understand. I understand you want me to stand behind this gate. It's not going to be good for my dress. Secondly, it's not going to be good for my interviews because I'm now like 5 foot away from everyone. But you can't honestly sit there and tell me that it is safer for me to be standing on this side where I can't move in a puddle of water with this electrical wire running through it. Like, you can't tell me that's safer. And he's like, I'm not going to have to get you to leave. And I was like, oh my God. So then dude brings out a step stool and offers his hand to me so that I can step stool up the step stool. And then in my couture gown that's probably worth more than my mortgage, I had to one leg over and one leg over the gate to jump over to be in my position in media jail.
Oh, that's bad.
It's all right. It was nice of him to bring a stool, though.
I thought he was just, you're going to have to continue to stand on the
he
stool.
He put you on a pedestal.
No, it was so...
The pedestal that she deserves.
Well, then I also saw Kate Hudson that night and Kate Hudson's face, and I was like, fuck, you're so pretty.
It's great.
Oh, my God, her she's face so is
well,
insane.
When you're getting boned by, like, a 14-year-old, I'm sure you're going to be feeling all
Wait.
Kinds of youth and beauty.
No,
and
that's the thing. She
what?
Had a glow...
Nick Jonas. Kate Hudson?
Yes.
What?
Hey, welcome.
Allegedly.
Wait, how old is she? She's, like, our age? Older?
No, much
no,
older.
She's
39.
Is she?
Maybe.
Wow.
Hot mama at 40?
Ish.
Anyway, either
Whatever.
Way,
does
looks,
Nick Jonas's age know how to
I'll tell that? You this. There are two women in Hollywood who look like they have had an orgasm, six orgasms every time before they come to a carpet, and they are Kate Hudson and Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston looks so I just got fucked every time she comes to a carpet.
That's how I always want to look.
Smart water.
Oh, Jesus. Shut up.
Anyway.
All right. Well, good job, guys. Jackson Love. Kelty almost got arrested. And I'm about to get arrested for burning down a non-fan's house.
We're going to find you.
You guys are stupid ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous? Being lonely. Nobody likes that. And Aww. We have a very delicious 50% off the standard price for a six-month membership over at eHarmony using the promo code JANUARYLOVE. Do you want to fall in love this month? Do you want to have a date, a hot, sexy man friend before Valentine's Day? Well, eHarmony has already had 600,000 couples tie the knot. So we know that there's 600,000 of you listening out there right now, and you need a boyfriend. You need a boyfriend or boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever. Go on to eHarmony, 50% off the standard price for a six-month membership. eHarmony has accounted for 4% of all U.S. marriages. And P.S., 438 people per day are getting married after meeting on eHarmony. Have you guys ever online dated?
All the time.
I haven't.
I online dated, and I didn't find my husband, but I found really great people, and actually someone I wanted to really date, but then they dumped me. But anyway, that's another story. But the good thing about eHarmony is that they really take your privacy and your security very seriously, so you're not going to – not everyone's going to have access to your stuff, and you're not going to get crazy stalker people. Like, this is for real people. eHarmony is the number one trusted dating site. They have this compatibility matching system. So just like we all get along, you're going to have to meet someone that you're compatible with too. It was developed based based on 30 years of clinical research, and that is why so many people meet their match on eHarmony. So listen, other people are using other websites, other apps or whatever, but if you're, that's fun. That's like someone to make out with. But if you're really looking for love, if you're looking to make a connection throughout your busy life, and maybe you're not meeting the kind of people that you want to meet, you have to go to eHarmony. And they're available on every device. So if you're an Android or an iPhone, much like Jack, she won't date another Android. She's looking for a lover that has an iPhone. But you can go to eHarmony right now, use the promo code JANUARYLOVE and get 50% off the standard price for a 6-month membership. And trust me, you're going to meet the love of your life in 6 months, so you're never going to have to sign up again. And while you're trying to find love, you know what else you need to find?
A car.
Oh. Yeah, a car, Becca. Exactly. Because we live in Los Angeles and you need a hot, sexy car. And here's the problem. It's really hard as a woman. We know this. When you go to a car dealership and you're looking for a car, we always get ripped off. But don't worry, because now there is True Car. Finding the clarity on car pricing is very difficult. And P.S., you could be spending thousands of dollars more buying a car than you need to. And you could be spending that money on...
booze.
Yeah.
Oh, booze.
I say that every time.
And shoes. And you can just use the TrueCar.com and the TrueCar app. And basically what's going to happen is that they're going to give you all the comprehensive car pricing information. So you can put in the kind of car and you can see what everyone else in your area is paying for that exact same car. Plus, they're able to give you this TrueCar certification that you can just take in the piece of paper to anywhere to buy the car and say, this is my final offer. Here we go. It's super, super delicious. Go get the app, True Car. It is the easiest way to buy a new car. You can save up to like $3,000 on your car. Visit TrueCar.com or download the True Car app and start saving. True Car, never overpay.
Okay, what's going on?
This is the Fempire.
Okay, guys, we are back with our guest today, and I'm very excited about this because we probably haven't had a guest on the Fempire that is as dramatic as this has ever been. Stassi Schroeder's here. You know her best probably from Vanderpump Rules, but she's got a whole lot of stuff going on. She's got her own podcast, Straight Up with Stassi. She is a fashionista. She's got a massive following on social media. And one of the things that I was concerned about inviting you to the podcast, actually, because I saw your face on the line, because we've never met in real life. And I was like, well, she might be too pretty. Like, I'm not sure if I wanted to sit next to you. And now that I'm sitting next to you, my concerns were correct. Yeah. My concerns were correct. I find this very interesting. So first of all, hi.
Hi. I wasn't sure if I could talk.
No, you're free.
She was mouthing to us.
I just want to know if like I look like I've had 6 orgasms today, because I haven't.
I don't think any of us have. It's okay.
No, we're all looking just like
a little
clearly dry. Just a little bleak.
I'm like Palm Springs right now.
Here's the thing I wanted to bring up that I found so interesting about you before we get into all of the life and Hollywood stuff is I had no idea about the Hurricane Katrina story and stuff.
Yeah.
No idea that your family lived through this. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, it's kind of depressing. I mean, I woke up one day and my parents came into my room, and this happens like every single year in New Orleans. Your parents come in and they're like, there's a hurricane warning. We need to get out.
Yeah.
And nothing ever really happens. But this time we did leave and just everything then was gone. It's weird. Yeah. It was very, very weird.
When you say everything, I mean, is this like your yearbooks, your clothing, your Walkman, your, well, you're not that old. But anyway.
And when you left, you just left, right? Thinking you're going to come back home.
Yes. And oh, you know, it was so weird. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll like, I don't know, like take some stuff down from my shelves and like put it on the ground. Like, oddly thinking that like the roof was gonna come off, and like somehow like my train of thought wasn't there, so I put everything on the ground, not realizing that no, the water is going to like raise from the ground.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what my logic was. I was like, it must have been like a Making of the Murderer, like my IQ. Like, it must have been like soup.
No, like I need to take an IQ test now.
Not thinking. Well, it's kind of incredible, like, to overcome something like that and then still like, keep going, you know what I mean?
Well, I always say I was really lucky that I was at the age that I was, because, you know, when you're 16 or 17 years old, you can bounce back so quickly. You're not so tied to everything, and you're not so young that you're kind of, like, traumatized by it. You kind of just, like, roll with it, you know?
So speaking of rolling, you rolled all the way to Hollywood.
Totes.
So what were you doing before you became reality TV royalty?
I was going to college at Loyola Marymount and actually serving at Sir. Yeah.
So this is real.
Reality TV is real sometimes, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
On a scale of like, what percentage is real?
I mean, listen, it's a reality show. Right? It's manipulated. Yes. Yeah. Like there, it's not fake, but not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just really want to know how you dated Jax for that long.
I don't want to talk about it. I mean, I'm so like, I just blame it on age. Yeah. I blame it on age.
And you know? Blame everything on age. It's great. You're like, right? I was young and dumb. Done.
Yes, exactly.
I see the appeal. I mean, it's like if you're young and dumb, I understand. Like he's an attractive guy.
Like hot.
He's got some charm.
Well, listen, I didn't have a show to watch to show me like how, what he was right. really like. I had no
like
idea.
Like his girlfriend now, do you think she was living in a hole? What?
I have no idea. Like every person who dates him, I'm like, have you not watched your boyfriend on television?
That's like the best thing too. It's like,
yes,
you can
it's
see
the ultimate stalking.
Like you want to.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like shit that we can't see on Instagram. It's right there.
Yeah, you can see all the lows.
So what did you learn? This is for all the ladies listening.
Yeah.
From that, and you did it in a very public way, but what did you learn about yourself and what did you learn about relationships moving forward?
God, I feel like it just made me like a little more cynical, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, oh, if I can like someone can like trick me for 2 years, like what else can people do to me? You know, I guess it just made me a little tougher.
A little tougher.
For sure. You know? I love that, though. That's a good, honest answer.
It's kind of depressing, but
so okay. Life beats you down, guys.
Life. So you're on the show and then you're taking a break from the show. And so when that happens, I know that you are going back. We're going to talk about that. But like, how hard is it to go from you are on one of the most watched reality shows of all time as a main character then to and now I'm going to pop back into real life?
I'm going to be honest. Like, I really try and live my life while we're filming the way that I normally would mm-hmm. so that there's no like on camera Stassi and not on camera Stassi or something like that. Oh, I just referenced myself in like I referred to myself in the third person.
But you know, like you made it.
You know, like fuck. Okay. So I don't really feel like there's that big of a difference. I don't know. It's been my life for so long.
But I'm concerned with you saying that because you seem lovely, but people say that you were like the antagonist. Like you were.
No, I'm going to tell you as a professional reality television watcher and analyzer, I'm going to tell you her role on the show. And I think it's the role that I've played in much of my life. So I kind of could identify. So you might be saying harsh things. But every single person is sitting there being like, it's kind of true.
Yep. I mean, you're like
the truth teller.
Truth tea.
Thanks, yeah. Girl.
You take it to Truth Town. And you know what? It's like everybody might be like, oh, what a bitch. But in the back of their minds, they're like, well, she's kind of true. It's kind of true. Like she's.
And everybody probably wishes they had the balls to say it.
That's the thing. And so I think that it wasn't necessarily an antagonist. I think it was just like not afraid to speak your mind because really your observations and the way you sort of saw people for who they are was very accurate, like to me as a viewer.
Well, listen, I got the smart girls realizing that I'm the shit. You know what I mean? That's all that matters.
You've got the relevant girls.
Oh, can I just say,
so
I loathe that word.
I
get people writing all the time on my Instagram, like, you're just trying to be relevant. I'm like, who came up with this word?
Also, what does that mean?
Someone relevant? Like, what is it even? Like, I don't.
It's the word.
Because I'm posting pictures on Instagram. Does that make me relevant?
If relevant means I got paid, then hell, I'm trying. I'm trying so hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so thirsty for that.
Sorry, my relevant social media life is making me bills. Okay.
How is this double-edged sword, though, of these two things? Like, you can't go Whole Foods.
People, yes, I can. Come on, we're talking like I'm like a Z-lister. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
you're
I am on the Z-list, and you're not there. You're not at the same parties. You're definitely listen.
She was not at the gifting suite that we went to today.
That was the Zed list. So what's happening? You're going back.
I said
I'm never going back.
I know. So embarrassing. It was like, that's when this becomes a problem, when like my mouth becomes a problem because I don't filter myself and I'm like everything that I'm feeling, I'm just going to tell everyone. And then my feelings change in a
week.
They're
allowed.
And then I look like I'm bipolar.
Problems. That's just because everybody else is insane and they're the ones that are like freaking out, but you're like, dude, I just changed my mind.
I just changed my mind. God.
So you're going back, and Lisa is your boss.
Well,
not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah.
But she's on the show.
Yeah. So I guess Jinxie. She's kind of a boss. Yeah.
Jinxie the dog that always has coats on because it has bad skin.
Yeah.
It's like me.
It is true. Becca, you're the same.
I wish I could wear a jacket on my face.
Are you scared? Are you nervous? What are you feeling? Do you have a new love interest?
I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years. So the same guy he doesn't want anything to do with television. Right. So it's probably good. No one knows who he is. But
I like it. Mystery man.
No, yeah, coming back was actually super scary.
Yeah,
I will say. And I took quite a few beatings. Like, I kind of resolved that, like, I'm coming back. They're not going to like it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go to each of them. I know I'm going to have to go to each of them individually. Oof. And just kind of like, just sit there and like take it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, now, it wasn't the most fun.
Was that your choice to go there and sort of work it out with each person? Or was it sort of like the producers being like, you need to have a resolution?
Well, I came back to the show for a specific person or a couple of people that I felt like I didn't handle the friendship the way that mm-hmm. I feel like I should have, and maybe I cut things off way too quickly. But with coming back to the show means that you have to deal with everybody else that's around it. So then, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Hollywood heartbreak. What is the moment since this has all happened in Hollywood that you thought, this is too hard, this is too much crap, this is too much drama, I'm out, like, back home?
The Vanderpump Rules season 3 reunion. Like, last reunion.
Tell me about it.
Oh, when Kristen had sex with Jax and it came...
No, not even that one.
Wait, tell us. Tell us for those who didn't see it.
Well, I just think because all last season, I was just like, I'm so done with this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not... This isn't my... Like, I don't... Mm-hmm. I don't fight about this shit. You know what I mean? Like, what are you guys doing to each other? And then I alienated myself on the show. So then when the reunion rolled around, everyone was just, like, waiting to pounce. And it was so miserable. I went home and just, I was like, I'm not going to cry during the reunion. And I went home and sobbed and took like a million
Xanax
and, you know, mixed it with some Klonopin, you know? And I was just like, that's when I realized, like, I don't want to come back. Like, I don't want to do another season.
But then?
And then I, like, had a break.
And then you did.
And then I was like, well, you know what? Like, I built this show. Like, I built this.
Yes, boss lady.
So I'm like, I have to come and you know, stir shit up.
Listen, everyone's jobs are hard. Right? You're like, everyone's jobs are hard. So... May as well just go back to that one that's kind of fun.
TV, right? You
know? That's so bad.
I'm getting paid to drink, so.
God, that's all you ever want.
So are we. Yay! Your ish. What is your ish moment where you were in Hollywood and you thought, I'm the shit. Like, this is it right now. The paparazzi chase you. Someone was outside your house. Someone sent you a free pair of jeans. Like, what's the moment where you're like, you Hollywood a free rules?
It's gonna be a super boring answer, but like Fashion Week, being accepted into like shows and stuff like that, and like having them be like, okay, yes, we want you to come. It's like that's all I've ever wanted. That's all I've ever wanted.
Is it as fun as it looks?
For me, because I just love that stuff. Yeah. But like when I like make my friends come with me and they're just like not into it, they're just like they're miserable. So I love it.
Because Fashion Week is kind of funny because to me, I always wanted to go and it looks so glamorous and like front row at Michael Kors. And then you go there and you're like, well, shit, this is a warehouse. And it's literally 10 minutes long and you go in, there's so much of photographers, you sit, the clothes come out and then you're out. Like it's so fast.
You just want that front row pick.
But it's interesting because... Because it is fun, but it's like, man.
It's a grind.
It's a kind of a grind, Fashion Week.
It's exhausting.
It's so tight.
It really is.
Oh, my God, Stassi. We got dressed up in fabulous clothes, and people sent cars for us. It's exhausting.
I sound like an ass.
So tired.
We always sound like ass.
You sound like such dick.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, my God. Then I had to sit front row beside Heidi Klum, and it was like, I'm just kidding. That's to us all the time. Champagne problems on the Vampire.
We're really embarrassing. That's why people talk shit on us.
Whatever. That's true. That's why we're trying to be relevant. Hot or hungry? You're hot. Your face is like insane. Are you starving yourself like everyone else in Hollywood?
Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank you. You are the first person.
Everyone's like,
water and sleep.
Air.
No, I really actually like try and only eat like one meal a day.
Oh my God, me too. Thank you. I actually
actually just had half a cookie. It's the first thing I've eaten all day. Yeah. And I was like, I did it.
It sucks. It really isn't fun. So
it's hard to be Hollywood skinny.
Yeah. And I don't like working out. Like, I am a lazy ass. It's not fun. So
you're just like, no food then.
No food.
So like, what's your trick? Like,
my trick?
Yeah, like, I've sort of, like, done the whole thing where I'm like, I'm going to eat one meal a day. Like, what meal is it for you that works?
Dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, get, like, cracked out on coffee and stuff, like, all day long.
I do that as well.
I don't want anyone to follow my – I'm not giving advice right now.
Everyone knows that this is a terrible idea.
It is a terrible, terrible idea, yeah. And I'm probably going to look like I'm 80 in 3 years, so –
Don't but at least she'll be in a size 25 jean.
Yes, you will, girl. You will look at that. Is there a celebrity that you sort of stalk, that you follow, that you love, that you haven't met yet, that you're like, oh, I can't wait till we're friends, or AKA making out?
Yeah, this is, you just referenced her, Kate Hudson.
Oh my God.
You kind of look like Kate Hudson.
Yeah, that is
get
so
that?
Nice.
You
have that, like, I have blonde, never gotten that in my life.
Beachy,
no, you
glowy.
Do.
You kind of look like her. It's yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, she's amazing, right?
You I just think she is so funny. I really love when girls have, like, just, like, such good comedic timing, and she seems like she's just, like, a fun girl to be around. She seems like a girl's girl. Yeah.
Her body's also, like,
stupid.
See, she works out, though, guys.
Did you? Fabletics.
Apparently.
Yeah, she says. Yeah. You know what's interesting? She has a new motto for 2016 with her mom. Why not?
I love it.
Ooh, I love that too.
Should we only eat dinner? Why not? Should we drink champagne and make a podcast?
Why not? It's like you're like a yes man, but in the new, like, cool.
Why not?
Yes. I went through a phase of being a yes man. I ended up really drunk.
I was going to say I did it. I do, like, specific nights I'll be a yes man, and every night I black out.
Yeah, no. I, like, puked in so many bathrooms and then rallied.
Like, well, I have to say yes.
That's just saying yes will get you.
I want to take you to an inspirational place.
Yes.
Oh, no. We don't like this place.
Is there a do you have a mantra? Kate has why not, but I like to write the goals I'm going to have for the year, and the mantra is like, you're so beautiful, and like, keep your chin up on my mirror.
Oh, that's great.
Do you have a mirror message? They make fun of me because they're jakes.
Kelsey is like way too much, and Becca and I are just super cynical and like.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I feel like I'm more on like on their side.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really don't
dark.
Like quotes. I don't like any of that like cutesy shit. Like, I don't know. It just like, it makes me feel weird.
So you're with us.
Yeah.
And then it's just
how about the girl? We all know her. We all have her on our Instagram feed. The girl who takes endless selfies
and posts an inspirational
quote. And then the inspirational quote is the comment. And I'm like, girl.
It's the worst.
Hold on, but that's
it,
me.
It's the worst.
You're describing me.
No, you do that.
It's me. Because here's the thing. Okay.
You're probably a happier person
no,
than
you know
I
what?
Am.
Let help me right now.
Okay.
Social media wonders. There's two things I want to do every day. One is post what I wear on the show, because people give me the free outfits and I have to credit them. Secondly, I want to inspire people to have like a nice life and think about what they're doing. How do I do them both in one post?
I think you can inspire people without using some generic, like, lame ass inspirational.
No,
quote.
I don't write a generic.
Today she did Oprah. It was really good. I have to say,
can I see it? I want to see it.
Ask me my phone, Jack.
What I'm talking about is, like, at least with the outfit photo, you're kind of being like, hey, girls, here's a cute idea for an outfit. Okay. That's at least like helping.
Because you know, I wear bargain basement. Yeah. Clothing. Like, but I'm not wearing shit you can't afford.
I'm talking about the girls who literally, like, takes photos from, like, cleavage.
Yeah,
to
and it's always, there's always, like, big boobs in your face.
There's big boobs.
Right.
And there's
when
so
you're
much,
in a string bikini.
And they're using Facetune, so everyone looks like a Kardashian. And it's like, so you want to show us this amazing picture that you created of yourself, but you want to make it look like it there's like depth there.
That's true.
But it's, like, literally your tits in your face.
It starts weighing on my thing.
Okay, first of all, nice outfit. So, love that. Yeah, when people write quotes like this, it honestly just like makes me feel like more depressed. Like, why are they so much happier than I am?
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna read.
Can you say the quote?
Yes.
Is this Oprah?
Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. Don't forget the B emoji. Like, what?
What is?
Why is there a bumble
emoji?
Oprah. Oprah's always like, this is gonna tell you stuff. No. Anyway,
okay.
All right, listen.
Wait, Saucy, I love you because you give her just as much shit as we do.
You can be in the Fempire. Just kidding. I'm leaving. You know what? I'm gonna. You do you.
You do you, girl.
No. And since I have the least amount of followers and likes, obviously what I'm doing is working.
You just gotta be a cynical bitch like the rest of us.
I guess. Am I supposed to be more of a dick?
Then you're not. Then you don't get the husband. See, it's That's a real. True. You either have a really strong social media presence or you have a husband.
You can never have both.
Oh, I don't know which one I want more.
I don't either. It's a really hard choice.
Last thing I want to ask you is, what is the misconception? Like, right now, you're going back on the show. So many people are talking about it. The blogs are talking about it. Well, clear it up. Like, what is the thing you want kind of everyone to know?
I mean, I don't. What are people saying?
I don't know.
Stassi, they're saying you're a bitch.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. That's okay.
You're like, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's a reality show, and you're only seeing, like, 5 minutes of, like, 500 hours that I filmed. And it's like, if I... Hey, better to be the bitch than to be like the wallflower.
Don't be the boring girl. I'd rather be a bitch than be bland.
Yes, totally.
For sure.
That'll be my mantra.
Someone once said to me, you want to have everyone like you, but you want to have a couple people hate you.
You've already used that one,
check.
I think.
Well, I'm very excited that you stopped by and you're going to hang out.
I have one more question.
Yeah. Go.
Jack. We're not done.
There is something that is baffling, blowing my mind on this season of Vanderpump Rules.
Is it the same thing that's, like, baffling me?
James?
Yes.
Who's sleeping with him?
I don't know. I am, like, convinced that he is, like, a member of ISIS. Like, I am convinced.
I don't even think that's an outrageous accusation.
It's not. I don't think it is either. I don't think anyone should be shocked by that.
I don't understand it.
I don't know.
What's her name? Lala?
Whatever.
Lala. Yeah, that's her name. Like... She's hot.
Yeah, very, like, beautiful.
Very beautiful girl. Like, I know that she could literally go to One Oak and have sex with Leonardo DiCaprio tomorrow. Yeah. But, like, she's having sex with James.
Listen.
Does he have a huge penis?
No. I think it's a show thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think she's like, oh, James is on the show. He was dating Kristen. Like, let's stir some shit up. Like,
right.
Come on. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, he looks like the guy from, like, you know, in The Mask, like, when he puts it on, but not him, but the bad guy puts it on.
Oh my God.
He looks like the bad guy who just put on The Mask.
He does.
Seriously.
Well, you know? So. That's all I wanted to know.
Do you need any more time back?
I wanted to talk to you about Kristen also.
Is there going to be a spinoff?
A spinoff?
Yeah,
no one's told me about it.
I read on some blogs that people are talking about maybe a spinoff for the two of you.
You and Kristen?
Yeah. No one told me that.
The reality TV blogs. No. Would you do one?
Yeah. I mean, there's only, you know, so much longer. Like, I can, like, film around a restaurant that I don't work at.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, hover.
Stay relevant, man.
Like, my job, yes, I need to stay relevant and hovering around the restaurant and, like, just being in, like, the back corners. Like, I'm here. Did someone just start a fight? You know what I mean?
Like, I really appreciate also, just one more thing.
Take your time, Becca.
This is, like, my personal fan meet and greet. Wait, when Sheena did her performance, I think season two, performance on
stage
at Sir
at her engagement party.
Your commentary, you had like a confessional where you were commenting on the performance. So it might not have been the engagement party.
Okay,
but whatever you said, I really wish I could pull quotes from the internet right now. It was like the greatest. Grilling of reality television history. Like,
I haven't heard that.
Wait, I'm gonna pull it up. We'll come back.
Stassi's gonna stick around and help us all figure out your lives for you during our Ask the Fempire series. But right now, Jack's gonna help us figure out how to get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I have terrible, terrible insomnia. Like, bad, I can't sleep at all. So for my New Year's resolution, I bought myself a new mattress.
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah, so Casper mattresses are the most amazing thing that I think I've ever experienced in my entire life. And you can put Casper to the test for 100 nights with free shipping and free returns. And using our code FEMPIRE on Casper.com will get you $50 towards the purchase of your new mattress. And I can say that this has, like, totally cured my insomnia. I swear. I get, like, an amazing sleep. No matter how many hours you get, you will sleep like a baby.
Amazing. And also, we have to mention that it sucks getting a mattress put in your house. And the cool thing about Casper is they'll deliver it.
And it just like pops out of the box and is like all put together for you. It's
and
amazing.
If you hate it in 100 days, they'll come pick it up.
For free. Everything's free.
You're not going to hate it.
It's also really reasonable, the price in general, even before our code. So do that and our code, and it's practically free.
So go to Casper.com and use our code FEMPIRE for $50 towards the purchase of your new mattress.
Hey, podcast pal, here's a question for you. Where do you go to find Adam Carolla, Shaquille O'Neal, Steve Austin, Radiolab, Freakonomics, Heather Dubrow, Dan Patrick, and about 200 more of your favorite podcasts? Well, you go to Podcast One. That's where.
Seriously, right?
And you can grab our spiffy new Podcast One app today and have all of your faves right there at your fingertips. You can get this new Podcast One app at the App Store, Google Play, and of course, PodcastOne.com.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Fempire.
All right, guys, welcome. Welcome back. This is my personal favorite part of our podcast, and it is called Ask the Fempire, and it's when fans are tweeting in users.
You robots.
A bunch of robots are tweeting in fake questions. All of our fans are tweeting in questions about their lives, and we are trying to help you with the best advice that we can give as three blondes having a podcast.
Can I just say, though, it's getting almost insane the amount of people that are writing in hashtag AskTheFempire and writing into our Fempire on our email. On our website. Yeah. So it's crazy because they all come to my phone and I'm trying to work, and then it's just like question. Like it is making me very excited that so many people are invested, and we don't have time to do all your questions, but we're picking out the best ones. So write good ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like now the ante has been upped. So write some good questions, guys. Okay. So the first one is from Maria via email, and she says, what is the key to achieving your dreams?
Having a rich dad.
Opening your legs.
That was such a good answer. Kelty knew.
That is such a good answer.
Having somebody just throw money at you.
Boning the right person.
Yes. Having a sex tape.
Or a sex tape. I mean, this is sick, but it's true. Only in Hollywood.
That is true. I would say not giving up at the first no.
I would say not giving up at like the 100th no.
Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes, how many times, honestly, in the past 3 weeks, I've had multiple people come up to me and say, I'm obsessed with the Fempire podcast. I had that idea with my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I had that idea. I want to do a podcast with my girlfriends. And no one actually put the grind in to make it happen. And I think sometimes everyone has good ideas, but can you actually turn an idea into a reality and make it your dream?
Walk the walk.
Can you move to LA and audition and become a famous actress? Can you start a clothing line at the Warped Tour and then turn it into a multi-million-dollar brand?
Kelty is insane. No, but like, honestly, success doesn't get handed to anybody on a silver platter. And I feel like some people kind of assume that that will happen. And you just have to work your ass off and not give up. It's like cheesy and stupid.
Stassi, do you have a rich dad?
Well, I mean, define rich, I guess.
That's why Stassi's been quiet.
No, but what's your key? What's your secret, you think?
I don't know, because sometimes when people ask me that, I have to be reminded
that... Wait, your dad's so hot, by the way.
Everybody sees
that. Wait, what the hell?
So
can
weird.
I see a pic?
I'm going to pull up a picture.
It's so weird.
Is he
weird.
Like a silver fox?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so gross. I sometimes feel like things were handed to me because I love what I do so much, and I forget that, like, no, it actually is a job, and I grind, and like, I've started a website, and like, I started a podcast, and like, I forget that it's hard work. Do you know what I mean?
Because you're having so much fun when you're doing it.
Yeah, because I love it.
That's the key. It's like you just have to find what you love to do, and then it doesn't feel like work.
Well, I feel like in order to be successful, you have to just like find what's so you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you good at? What is like where you shine? And like, I guess like I shine in terms of like being cynical and people like it.
being a total bitch.
Someone has to be that person.
That's a good answer. Okay, like so next question is from Twitter, from Melissa Loves Leah. When you're feeling confident and someone tries to bring you down, how do you handle that and stay positive and confident?
Well, I mean,
this is you.
This is so you.
I get Instagram comments all the time. Like, you're fat. You're ugly. You're this. You're that. You kind of just you have to be delusional. You know what I mean? Like, you have to just like convince yourself that like you are like a dime.
The hottest
piece,
shit. In
you
the
know
world.
What I mean? Yeah. Like, I just have to live in delusion.
Yeah.
So.
But I think it's also you have to understand, and this is so your fourth grade, health coach wording, but anytime I've ever had anyone come at me in a negative way, it's always been out of jealousy.
I was just going to say that.
Always.
Because when you're confident with yourself and what you're doing,
people can't stand it.
But you don't talk shit on other people.
That's not true.
Talking shit is different, but I mean like actively going out to a stranger what's wrong with your brain that like you felt like I am going to take the time to type this awful comment to someone I've never met.
I think there's a difference between gossiping, talking shit, and being
a big difference.
And being really, really cruel to
and malicious.
Yeah.
There is social, like for sport,
girls
commentary,
talk shit all the time.
And then there is like malicious, you go after someone to make their life a living hell. And those two things are very different. Like, I'm going to be like, Kate Hudson, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's for sport, which is maybe awful too. I don't know.
That's for sport. Listen, that's talking shit.
Becca, what do you think?
I mean, the younger me would have answered this question very differently. You know, I had some haters in high school. I peed in their purses. However,
did you really?
I did.
The aim and stuff like that you had to have.
I peed into a Poland Springs water bottle, and then I took it and dumped it into the girl's purse.
So just a whole...
Leaving inches.
You are terrifying.
In the bottom of her purse.
You were like... Were you a mean girl in high school?
No, I wasn't a mean girl, but this girl ratted me out.
Did you make them drink your blood, your period vagina blood?
No,
but like, I made a really nice pasta. You want some?
That would have been a better idea.
I know.
You know what upset me,
then they would have fallen in love with you.
I hope the people listening, though...
You are brilliant.
It was kind of brilliant, but what upsets me the most is this was like 10 plus years ago, and like, I didn't get to witness the reaction of her realizing there was piss in her purse. So if there was anyone at Pebblebrook High School in 2004 at the Christmas concert and you were there in the girl's dressing room, I won't say the girl's name.
Say it.
Don't say it. Don't.
I'm not going to say her name. However, and maybe she doesn't even know. I mean, she might not have even known it was urine until right now. You're welcome.
She was like, I thought my purse
snitches
smelled like piss.
Get stitches or just pee in their purse.
So dark.
Okay, so that's what I did, the old me.
Yeah, what's new? What's new you?
I'm a much more evolved person. And I think that the only people's opinion I really do care about are people who I also respect. So my friends, my family, you know, if they have something kind of like rude to say to me, I'm actually going to take that into account and be like, maybe I am being a cunt today. However, if you're like Sarah from Michigan, who's telling me on my Instagram that my face looks like a turkey, like, I don't really care. I don't know you, Melissa.
And maybe it does, you know?
Drop the mic.
Okay. All right. So Renee via the FemPower email says, I've been sick. I had my bladder removed and will need a full hysterectomy by age 30. I haven't dated anyone because I feel embarrassed. How do I bring up these topics in discussions? That's a good question.
Wow. First of all, Renee, you're crazy brave.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard.
How does that work to get a bladder removed? And then like...
Wait, did it say her bladder?
Well, she would probably have a colonoscopy bag. What do you call it?
Would
you have a catheter?
Catheter.
A full-time catheter then?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. She didn't give us details. Hysterectomy means you won't be able to have kids, probably. Yeah.
I just feel like we should stop complaining about shit right now.
Like, well, probably true. Shit.
Probably true.
Renee really brought us back down to life.
Real life.
You know, I'm going to just say, get a little deep here. And I'm going to say, life sometimes hands you some very challenging things to deal with. And they may seem super unfair at the time. However, there's a silver lining everywhere, which means the people that are going to come into your life, especially men, are going to be incredibly quality people.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yes. So you know what? You kind of have this automatic filter of douchebags and really great, nice guys because you're not the only person going through this. And there are other people, I'm sure, who have found love with this or more challenging situations. And, you know, just stay positive. You're alive. You have love on the horizon.
And I think it shouldn't stop you from trying to put yourself out there and do things because, like you said, it's like everybody's dealing with something different and you never know what that could be with somebody. And I think people are way more open-minded than you would think that they are in situations like that.
For sure.
And also, you have to just be honest.
Yeah.
And to bring it up is awkward, but the things that are so uncomfortable in life are always the things that after you say them, you're like, oh, I'm so glad that is out.
Yeah.
You know?
And your responses are usually the most rewarding because if you're honest like that to somebody from in the beginning and their response probably goes above and beyond what you thought, then it's like
But also, you can't use it as a crutch for your life. You know, you have to go out there and live your life and be your person and don't let that thing, you know, put you in a corner and make you feel a way about yourself. Like, you have to be in spite of the challenges. You can't, you know, be the person that's always like, well, that's why nothing will work out for me because this happened. You have to be above it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, those are just some great answers. Honestly, damn it, dude, I don't even know if I could follow that up. Like, you know what? Wow.
Sometimes, guys.
You do you.
There's some depth.
There is a little depth.
Not a lot, though.
Not tons.
Not much. That's as much as we can take for one episode.
For probably the rest of the film.
Thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you. Dude, you're amazing.
I had so much fun with you guys. Good. Make sure to follow Stassi on all of her social media accounts, which I think is...
at Stassi Schroeder.
Yeah, pretty much straight up there. Amazing. On Twitter and Instagram. Check out... obviously, you're already a podcast person. Duh. So if you're not already listening to her podcast, Straight Up with Stassi, go check it out on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere that you get podcasts.
Everywhere that you get podcasts, yeah.
Check her out on Vanderpump Rules. She's coming back to town. What day is your first episode?
I think January 25th.
So it's like right around the corner. We're very excited. And obviously, subscribe to the Fempire Podcast. And please tell your friends that this exists. Share it. Tweet it so we can make it massive and delicious. Don't forget to send in your Ask the Fempire questions using hashtag Ask the Fempire on Instagram and Twitter. You can also go to FempirePodcast.com to listen to each episode, look at beautiful pictures of us, and also send in your questions. Follow at Fempire Podcast on Instagram. Follow It's Becca Tobin.
Oh,
new Instagram name.
She's got how many people are upset?
No, people are mad.
I saw some comments.
Did you change it just solely because of us?
Yeah, I thought it would be funny and that I could go back, but someone stole it.
Oh, no.
You can't just change it. That's so dark.
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Follow at Jack Vanek and at Kelty Knight because clearly I need more likes on my inspirational quotes / fashion photos.
Get over there.
Make us next relevant. Week. See you next Tuesday.
Please.
Yay!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can join the Girl Gang from the Fempire every Tuesday at iTunes and PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Stay tuned for the latest AP news headlines from Podcast One right after this.
AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump tells Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell to change the Senate rules if he has to gain the approval of Judge Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court.
If we end up with the same gridlock that they've had in Washington for the last longer than 8 years, in all fairness to President Obama, a lot longer than 8 years. But if we end up with that gridlock, I would say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear.
A handful of Democrats say they will oppose Gorsuch. The nuclear option would eliminate the need for a 60-vote requirement to approve Gorsuch's nomination. The judge nominated just last night by Trump is making the rounds in the Senate today, escorted by Vice President Mike Pence.
We look forward to members of the United States Senate discharging their constitutional duty and having the opportunity to get to know this judge. I think as they do, they'll come to understand the enthusiasm the President of the United States has for his appointment to the Supreme Court.
AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.